5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
We're talking to the lizard.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Is that the noise a lizard makes?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to The Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Ah, you feel good. You're listening to a very, very good show. Been on air for 11 years.
Wow.
And Emma Friedman joins us.
Yes, shortly, please.
Who has torn the comm games to shreds.
Spot on.
What a star she is.
Yep.
And then a bit of topics. We're not sure which way it's going just yet.
Oh.
We're fluid enough to just be able to say maybe Brownless, but most likely probably not.
Right. If it's me, just give me a little hint. Heads up.
So you've been doing some prep?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We have a beautiful tribute to Olivia Newton-John later on in the show with Rosie Walton.
Yes.
And then we'll finish with one of the more astounding jokes any of us have ever heard.
How do you know?
Yeah, because I just got a feeling.
Oh, it's a good one, Jim.
I don't think.
I've just got to get it right.
Do you?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes.
Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you. It's just good to be seeing a lovely blue sky day, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, magnificent day.
It's good. A bit chilly, but nice to see the blue skies.
I liked it. Mm-hmm.
And great to see you, rabbits.
And the Italian Alberto Nomanino in lane 5 begins very well but crosses the finishing line to the last. He had his penis hanging out, literally, Jim.
Some of the best radio craft.
It wasn't.
And that's Zorba, by the way. That's Greek.
That's Greek, so it's not even the right music.
And that was Giovanni we crossed to from Triple M Naples.
Yeah.
Triple M Naples, that was, Giovanni. Yeah,
we had some people give us some pretty direct feedback.
We haven't got any feedback today from Rose, have we?
They said that's the worst shite they've ever heard.
No, racetrack Ralphie.
No, the old racetrack.
He said greatest. He actually ran into a pole.
No,
he said.
Racetrack would have said that because he can't believe it went to air, not because it was good.
I can't believe it went there.
No, no one can. Actually, no one can.
I don't think it did it?
No, I don't reckon it did.
Anyway, time for a rappy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Yes.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Commonwealth Games done and dusted for another 4 years, Jim.
Yes, please.
Well, so well done there. And well done to Australia. I salute you. The number one country, Jim.
No doubt.
So finish with, this is Australia, of course, at Birmingham 2022. They've finished with 67.
Gold!
Oh, yeah. 67, that's good, Jim. You got the silver. Wait. 57. You got the silver. 54.
Bronze.
178 medals over all, Jim. Two ahead of the Pom. So well done to Australia.
That's my favourite.
That's good, isn't it?
Stormzy.
Bronze.
Did you see the Kookaburras? They're laughing, Jim. They defeated India.
Oh, what the hell?
They just be on early.
They defeated India in the gold medal game. Mm-hmm. Did you see the score?
Nope.
7-0.
No, I just had their way with it.
Oh, bang. And that is 7 gold medals in a row in Commonwealth Games.
Yes.
Only lost one game over that duration.
I reckon it was to South Africa.
How did you know, Jim? In a pool stage? Many, many moons ago.
Many years ago.
KL, I think it was, 1998. Yeah. Righto.
All the way back there.
But the closing ceremony, Jim, was unbelievable. I don't know if you've caught this yet.
Yeah,
but they had UB40 and the Dexies and all that and Peaky Blinders.
Dexies Midnight Runners, which one?
Just got Dexies here, but anyway, tribute to Peaky Blinders.
Yep.
But a shock appearance by Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness, and Black Sabbath.
Come on, let's go crazy.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, used to bite the heads off chickens.
I don't know him, Jim, at all.
Bill, he did, back in the day.
Like
bats.
Yeah.
And bats. Our magnificent producer, Whit, goes back a long way with the Osbournes.
He's related.
Not related.
No, he's not related.
Worked with them closely for quite a while.
She told
knows
me
plenty
she was
about
related.
Him.
I don't think she ever said
ever
she was related.
She was related.
To the daughter. What's the daughter?
Kelly.
Kelly.
Oh, she knows the family very well.
Oh, I don't know about that. She said she was related. I think she's bullshitting. But anyway, he's 73, old Aussie, by the way.
I know.
He's just had a back operation in June. He's got Parkinson's and also had a quad bike accident. So he's going all right.
Going all right, Oz.
So well done, Oz, for getting up there and just doing some of his best work. So well done to Birmingham. They were very good hosts. Everyone enjoyed it.
They did.
Because you told me it was no good.
No, it's
this
not
city.
A great joint.
No.
Well, I'm just telling you it isn't.
Well,
but they did a good job
exactly
with the Commonwealth Games.
Okay, some footy retirements. Josh Kennedy.
Yes.
Not West Coast.
Well, both now.
Well, he retired the other day. Yeah. But Josh Kennedy, Sydney Jim.
Yep.
He's going to retire, what about this, at the end of the 2022 season. So he's done a hammy,
yep.
But I think he's going to try and hang in there, get right.
See if he can have
they
one
play
last
final.
Campaign.
They'll play finals, yeah. So 2 weeks before they play finals, might play another 3 or 4
mm-hmm.
weeks. He might try and get back.
Well, they've got the buy in there as well, so yes.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be interesting. When's the last time two players of the same name have retired in three days?
I don't remember.
I don't think it's ever happened.
No.
Also, Jamie Elliott. Well done. 3-year contract extension.
Yes.
You'd be happy with that, Raps.
Very happy.
He's a very good player when he's fit.
Yep. Unbelievable when he's fit.
Of course, Carlton will challenge the 2-game ban handed to Patrick Cripps. That'll be on tonight.
6:30.
6:30. We might be off air.
I reckon we're off air.
Jim will 6:30. He'll be home and showered up by then.
6:30, I reckon we're off air. Yeah, given that we're 4 to 6.
Where's he going?
Where? Cripper?
Yeah.
The tribunal. Mm-hmm. Michael Christian graded the incident, Jim. You tell me, right? Careless conduct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
High contact?
Definitely.
And high impact?
Well, definitely. Ended up concussed.
That's right. So 2 weeks will probably stand unless they can find something, I would have thought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Toby Green will miss the next 2 games of the season, so he's out for the year for the Giants. Toby, he's fractured his thumb, Jim.
Never ring us again.
You know how you heard it? In the garden. A green thumb. So he's...
That's well played. Or nut to that attempted joke.
Green thumb.
Yeah,
too.
No.
Really what a pity.
You know, we've been following Ricky Stewart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is set to cop a 1 or 2 game ban and a $20,000 fine.
Banned.
Ban.
Yes.
And a $20,000 fine for calling his old mate there a weak gutted dog. This is it.
I've had history with that kid. I know that kid very well. He was a weak gutted dog as a kid, and he hasn't changed now. He's a weak gutted dog person now.
Weak gutted dog person.
Yeah,
it's a weird sentence.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's going to get 1 or 2 weeks and $20,000 fine. Guess what? So what the Raiders have done? They've offered him some time off. So have a week or two off, you know, because you're obviously under some pressure. Go away and have a spell. He's come back and said no. He's turned it down. I'm coaching this week.
So he's refusing to be suspended.
Well, he hasn't been suspended yet. But what the Raiders thought they'd do was get him first and give him a little break, just to get him away, go away, maybe, you know, just to have a bit of time off. He said, "No, I'm coaching this week.
I'm coaching."
So if the suspension comes out, which it will very shortly, that'll be interesting to see what he does with that, Jim. But he's a feisty little bloke, old Ricky, isn't he?
Yeah.
Now, also, Cam Percy was on radio, Jim, talking about the Live Tour.
Oh, I saw that.
And he said, and he was asked about a couple of Aussies there in Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman.
Warnable flyer.
Will they go and join the Live Tour? And guess what he said? Unfortunately, yeah, mate, they're gone.
They're gone.
They're gone already.
I saw that.
Wow. That's a big call.
It is a big call. All
what
right.
About Mark Leishman?
I think you've been asked to wrap this up now 3 times.
Is that what that means?
Yes.
Righto. Let's break.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Married for better, for worse. He couldn't have done any better and she couldn't have done any worse.
We're joined by the star of Channel 7's Common Games coverage, M. Friedman.
As expected, the Aussies dominated the Commonwealth Games and even surpassed a massive milestone.
And it is their 1,000th gold medal that Australia have won.
A third go.
That's 999 plus one.
Here to wrap it all up, please welcome Emma Friedman.
Oh, and how good was she, by the way,
great.
Just keeping the coverage so entertaining. Welcome, Em.
Oh, JB and Bill, yes, the 1,000th medal was a real highlight.
That's better.
Happened in the early hours of the morning when Sherbo and I were on air, and we were privileged to have a glitter cannon to celebrate.
Glitter cannon. How are you going, Em? Because it must be tough work doing this hosting, of course. And
Two little ones. At midnight.
I haven't heard you whinge or complain once. You've been fantastic. So good on you, Em.
Billy. You're very kind. It's all been going great. We had a great time. And, you know, it helps when the Aussies are winning so many gold medals. There was one morning where we were a bit slow and there was a couple of bronze and silver and I went, oh, this isn't as good, is it? I'm only a gold kind of person. So, no, it was great fun. You're right, though. The alarm ended up going off about 11:30 each night. And I've just gotten back to the kids this afternoon and tonight is pizza and they're currently plonked in front of the Wiggles. So.
Oh, there we go. That's what we want. Now, your favourite moment.
Yes.
So for me, the Diamonds,
given
that netball's going through such a poxy time at the moment, their own doing, by the way. Don't know what the hell they're running that joint.
It's not their fault.
Not the players' fault.
No.
And, of course, with the falling at the last hurdle last time, Em, and this time winning, what a great story that is.
Yeah, total redemption for the Diamonds. It was a one-goal loss in 2018 to England. So to get over them in the semis and then play Jamaica, who went into this tournament really highly rated. Obviously, their shooter is an absolute star, and they were the only team to beat us throughout the entire competition. So for them to do it, a four-goal victory in the end to the girls. If you watch netball, you know that Gretel Buetta is an absolute star, but the Commonwealth Games, I think, has put her on, new star status. She's just a world powerhouse of netball. She was amazing in every game that she played, and a great result for those women. The other big highlights for me, obviously Ollie Hoare.
Was
just insanity the way that he won that. It was, you know, Chautauqua or Winx-esque, if we're putting it in terms. He comes from behind and he circles the field and you don't think he's going to get there and he does literally in the last three strides. And then I actually really also love two of the big moments. Matt Denny winning the discus because he's just an Aussie classic, isn't he?
He is.
Yep.
As Australian and as down to earth as they come. And then Matt Glatzer, the cyclist, what he went through through that entire week. So they win gold in the team sprint. In the next event in the Kirit, he falls off and grazes his backside and has
splinters.
Blood streaming out on the velodrome. The next day he's in the individual sprint and he gets relegated from his bronze medal for some controversial interference. So he's relegated to fourth. And then the next day he wins the time trial and gets another gold medal. So he was a special story.
Spot on. And shitty handlebars or something, didn't they? They had the second slower with the handlebars.
They could have sorted that out maybe before the game.
Hey, I'll tell you what I like. The Kookaburras, they've won 7 gold medals in a row. In the last 7.
They've never lost a game at the Commonwealth Games.
No, they've lost one. South Africa defeated him at one stage.
Oh, in 1998. Oh, here he is.
Bill. Just call me Bruce.
Have a listen to him.
What time did you get up this morning, Bill? Hey.
So who's right there then?
I love it, Em.
I back
you to be right, Em.
No, South Africa beat him back a while ago, 1998.
1998, in our first Commonwealth Games campaign. But since then,
what about
run of 37 games or something.
41 out of 42, I think you'll find.
My
but
God,
the closing ceremony, what about the shock appearance of Ozzy Osbourne?
Have you ever seen anything like it?
No, not at all.
We were obviously bringing you the opening ceremony in the earlier hours of this morning, and we did hear word that he was going to do the final number with Black Sabbath, and he came out. I reckon he was wheeled out. Have you ever seen anything like it? Like, obviously, an absolute rock star and one of the greats of rock and roll across the world. But
73.
Does he look well? Do we think
no.
He looks well?
I think it was like a weekend at Bernie's. Just got him up and going, and away he went.
Hey, Em, can you stick around? We need to keep talking to you about these amazing games.
Let's do it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's why we're number one. We can tease a story
everyone knows.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that story in the lift.
You know it.
I've been hit in the head too many times. I forget.
Triple M. We're joined by Emma Freeman from the Channel 7 Network.
All right, so coming into these games, Bill, and I have my hand high. I was one of them. I'm thinking the Comm Games might nearly have a fork in them.
No.
Now, as far as relevance to 2022, yeah. I thought it's going to be interesting to see how this goes. They have been, Emma Friedman, a triumph.
I reckon they have, JB. And, like, obviously there's a bit of that sentiment about the irrelevance because of the fact that it's only the Commonwealth. And we know that that's been going on for a few years. But this country at the moment has an appetite for sport and winning like I've never seen. Mm. And it helps that we did win so many gold medals. But I agree. I mean, the ratings were terrific coming from a Seven point of view. They're thrilled with how it went. But, you know, speak to people on the street and, you know, they're giving you their favourite moments. You go, I reckon the Comm Games have still got a bit in it.
I tell you who did well, Birmingham, because everyone said it's a dreary joint and it's no good.
Yep.
But they were a great host. They were really, really good hosts. And the fans and the athletes, everyone loved the games.
Yeah, and all the guys who were over there, I reckon they really enjoyed themselves, especially last night. If you saw the opening ceremony this morning, Jason Richardson's voice is gone.
Man, gone.
I don't think that's from cheering for Ollie Hoare, if you get what I mean.
No, it isn't.
I don't get to what you mean. What are you saying?
He was just out on the tiles last night.
The sports that get included are also what makes it amazing. I mean, you don't see, when you go to the Olympics, you don't see netball, obviously. Lawn bowl's my favourite.
3-on-3 basketball.
You don't see that. You don't see squash. You don't see cricket. So, by the way, I did ask this question to Bill yesterday. This Australian women's cricket team, Em, might well be the greatest Australian cricket team ever.
Absolutely. I mean, what they've achieved. So, a World Cup win. They're great in the one days, as we've seen. And then, you know, a Comm Games gold yesterday or the day before. And the commentators who were working on that, they said this is the greatest women's team we've ever seen, and maybe the most perfect cricket team in the world at the moment. Mm. I mean, led so superbly by Meg Lanning. Yep. She does an amazing job. Elise Perry wasn't out for a huge amount of it, and she's, you know, one of the stars. But Megan Shute with the ball, she was unreal. As I said, Lanning was sensational as well.
McGrath. Tyler McGrath's a star.
What about Lynn Maher, by the way, before we're moving on from cricket now? Because we're a liquid in this conversation with him.
Yeah.
Lynn Maher.
Who's that?
A one-armed, naturalised, one-handed, naturalised Chinese Australian table tennis player.
Yeah.
Had her other arm eaten by a bear at a zoo.
At the age of 8 years old, and in the media guide, JB simply listed as an accident.
Oh no.
Bill, she had her arm eaten by a bear at a zoo.
And she's playing table tennis at the Commonwealth Games.
And winning a medal. Oh, how
and
good.
She comes over here, much like the girl she played in that final. She's also a naturalised Australian from China.
Jeez.
Yep.
Comes over here looking for a new life and ends up with Commonwealth gold. There's so many stories like that.
Yep.
We've been a great home to some superb athletes over the years. Very happy to have them. I'm sure they contribute a lot to that atmosphere and that culture of the team as well. And
I need to play you something because you've been in this business a long time, so you're a seasoned media performer. We spoke to Jason Richardson during the games, had an interview with him.
Yep.
And during the middle of it, we heard a noise that basically, well, we couldn't believe.
No.
I'm going to play it to you and see what you think it was.
That's all we want to see him do.
Yeah, but hang on. At the same time,
Are you having a wee while you talk to us?
No, I just had a nice drink of water because I'm just sitting here for a chat.
Em, did you hear that?
Was he in the gents?
He was having a twinkle whilst having an interview with us.
On air.
I mean, he's a busy man.
Shaking hands with the unemployed.
That's disgusting, isn't it? What an absolute revolting
thing. You're better than that, Em, aren't you?
Just going to go flush the door.
Now, how are we going to go in Victoria? Because we've now got something to live up to.
Well, Ballarat, Bendigo and Geelong, of course, are showcases.
Yeah, so is Geelong doing the swimming?
Yes.
And it's a short pool.
So
where
are they putting the swimming, Bill? Because we were discussing this yesterday. Are they plonking a pool in Cardinia? Or what are they doing?
There is one there now, but they need grandstands. So they either build that up or they build a new pool.
That's extraordinary. So the swimming, obviously we need a venue. But then in Ballarat, where the athletics will be held, reading this morning that they'll erect, you know, 20,000 extra seats, which they did in Birmingham. And I reckon there was a bit of discussion before the game started. Oh, I'm not sure about this stadium, if it's going to be big enough, if it's going to be able to host a big enough crowd. But honestly, everyone's saying that it's been the most incredible atmosphere over there with 37,000 people. So if we can get close to that,
yep,
I reckon we're good. Oh, see, Mum, stop talking. See, can you hear that?
we'll let you go, Em.
Have you had enough of me chatting?
No, the kids have.
What was your favourite sport of the Commonwealth Games?
I love the love triangle.
Oh, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to my 3-year-old.
Oh, sorry.
Well, same.
Yeah, he's a big Cody Simpson fan. Yeah. He was on Team Cody.
Hey, Em, well done. A titanic job done by you and everyone broadcasting over the last couple of weeks. It's been superb. Look forward to chatting to you as the racing heats up.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We're not too far away from Group 1 action, so we'll jump on the phone then. Yeah,
beautiful.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Greedy. Japanesey.
Time for the family to get involved 133353 style.
Yeah.
And the question I'm asking here is, do you own a weird-ass theory? So in other words, a theory that you actually can't back up, but you just strongly believe in it. So for me,
yes,
people who drive utes are good drivers.
Why?
Well, if I've got the choice, you know, you're pulling up behind a satellite, satellites are red,
yes,
and you've got to choose which car you're going to go behind.
Right, a Camry or a ute?
Yep, I'm going behind the ute every time.
Why?
Well, because my theory is they're tradies.
Yes.
And they're trying to get somewhere in a hurry.
Ah.
So there's no stuffing around.
Wow.
You know, like they're going to accelerate when the lights go green. They're not going to be looking at their phone or buggerize around.
Quicker off the mark.
So that's my theory, but right, I have absolutely nothing by way of proof to back it up.
What about a theory that people who drive Volvos aren't good drivers?
Well, that would be the reverse theory of what I'm saying.
Yes.
But a mate of mine growing up, so this is an example of a weird-ass theory.
Yes, please.
Mate of mine growing up, the old Rankerina TV days, so before remotes,
you had to go up and actually turn them,
he had a view that Channel 9 had a better quality picture than 7, 10, or the ABC. This is pre-SBS.
Oh.
So I used to say to him, mate, how? It's an antenna, and it's the same television.
Just strange.
He said, no, I have a theory that Channel 9's picture, he was convinced they had a better quality picture than the other three stations available on his Rankerina.
Mm.
So, Bill.
Rankerina. I got a theory.
That's a weird-ass theory.
The ads are louder than the actual TV shows.
Well, there's a theory. But so 133353.
Hence,
ring us now with your weird-ass theory. What are we giving away, please, Rubsy?
A $200 Neverland store voucher.
So is a theory that there are UFOs out there?
Well, it's a theory you can't prove. It's a weird theory that you are convinced is true, but you've got no proof. So I can't prove that ute drivers are better drivers.
No, you can't.
I'm just convinced they are. Mm. Well, have a look at them starting to come.
Well,
here they come.
There'll be some interesting theories here.
133353, give us your weird-ass theory.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Went on sale today at noon o'clock. At midday.
We're chatting weird theories.
Well, yes. My theory is all people that drive utes are good drivers. My mate growing up with the old style TV said that 9's picture was better than 7, 10 or the ABC.
Don't know how that worked.
No one did.
No.
But he was convinced, Bill.
Yes.
You could not change his mind. So right. Jace is in. Where is Jace, Rabbit?
Pazonga and Aubrey.
How are you, Jace?
Good boys, how you going?
What's your weird-ass theory?
The weird-ass theory is, mate, each generation is getting taller than the last, right? We all know that. Our kids are taller than us.
Yeah. Yep.
So what's happening is as we build more stuff, skyscrapers, all that sort of stuff, Billy, you're putting more weight on the Earth. The gravitational pull of the Earth is less, so the kids are getting taller.
Less gravity.
Less
taller kids.
Less gravity.
Well, they're Bill. These are theories.
Well, I'm a professor.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that
you're saying it's the steroids in the chicken.
No, that's making them bigger. No doubt about the chickens.
The kids are getting taller. That's his whole
point. He's saying
there's
less gravity, which I think there's heaps of gravity there. There's not less. There's gravity everywhere, Jim.
Jace, I'm with you. Kids are definitely getting taller.
Yeah.
You walk into a high school now, year 12 kids are mountainous.
Mountainous?
Oh, they're bloody ridiculous. Well, look at your son.
Yeah, well, it's a chicken.
Maxie's huge.
That's a chicken.
Well, he's saying less gravity.
Yeah.
Well, no way.
That's what I said.
Judy's in
Wodonga and Aubrey.
Judy. Jude.
Hello, it's not Wodonga and Aubrey, it's Aubrey
Wodonga.
Yes.
Oh, no, well, we didn't say. That was one of our callers who was talking to us about something. What's your weird theory?
No, it's not mine. I had an idiot friend that reckons cherry ripes are made out of apricots because cherries were too dear.
Yes.
And he reckons that Crown Lagers are just calm drafts off tap, but just in a fancy bottle.
I have had that said to me before, too.
I've heard they're Foster's.
Yeah. No, they're
it's
not.
Just a different bottle, but it's actually the same beer or something else.
It's the pride of the fleet.
Well,
it's
I know
the,
that's what they... Yeah. Listen, just because you're on the payroll...
Yes.
I'm with you, Rabbits. Mm. I've been told that it is another beer just in a fancy bottle.
All right, then, but cherry ripes have cherries in them. When you eat them, you see the cherries.
Do you?
Yeah.
Righto. Stay there, Jude. Rick?
Catandra.
Yeah.
A bad little, only a very small little town. How many live in Catandra, Rick?
It's Catandra West, though, Bill, not Catandra. We don't like Catandra.
Oh, jeez. How many live in Catandra West?
Nah, it's got a population of around about 300. Most of them live in farms. Yeah, most of them on farms.
Yeah.
I like it. Now, tell us what your weird-ass theory is, Rick.
So my weird-ass theory is, if you're playing the poker machines and it's not paying out, if you say loud enough so that it can hear you that you're about to pull out and leave...
Yeah.
It'll pay out.
Bill,
what, you're talking to the poker machine?
I reckon they've got something in there. I don't know what it is, whether it's a computer or whatever, something obviously, but they listen to you. And you give it a try, Bill. I tell you, it works.
Bill,
I love watching people play. They do all sorts of weird stuff. They touch the screen. They do all sorts of
this
stuff.
This is what we're talking
I know,
about.
I
you
like
speak
it.
To the machine.
I
Jace,
like it, Rick.
Lower plenty.
Jace?
Hello, King of King, Rabs, and Chunky Guts. How are we?
Chunky Guts.
What's your theory, Jace?
I tell you right now, King of Kings, it is never going to business with a fat person.
Oh, why? And why?
Because, well, I went into a kitchen joinery business many years ago with a rather large chap, well-boned, and he took me for about 800 large.
So you think it was the size of him that caused the
well,
bad behaviour?
If they don't look after themselves physically and mentally and all they do is eat crap all day, then that's how they treat their business and their friends and their associates. The other thing, King of Kings, never give the fat guts one your joke on a Friday night to then tell to the world and absolutely decimate it.
That
Chunky.
Wasn't my joke. That was he got that from someone who then cut up rough that they didn't get credit.
Peppermint. I'm talking about the peppermint one.
Oh.
With the bull.
Well, the bull's, and it tastes peppermintly.
Oh, no. You slaughtered it, Chunky. Slaughtered it.
Oh, thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. He's got his eye in nicely.
He doesn't like fat people, Jason.
Geordie, he had you in the crosshairs. Geordie's in Noble Park. Geordie?
Hey, boys, how are you?
Righto, what's your theory?
I reckon if you got a coin toss, it's the odd amount of time. So if it's facing heads, when you toss it, it's going to land tails.
Ooh. So if the head's facing up, it's always a tail.
No, I don't know about that. Yeah. I'll give it a go.
Oh, fats up.
You'd be the only person with a coin on them, by the way.
This would be a good radio. Go.
Here we go. So
what's
that's
up?
That's a 10-cent piece with a head on top,
yes.
Right?
Go on.
A tail.
There you go. Geordie. exactly what you said. All right, that's a weird-ass theory. It could have, Tim Payne could have done with that.
Oh, about eight times.
Lost six in a row.
Exactly.
Alicia Werribee. Hello, Alicia.
Hello, how are you going, boys?
Go on. Alicia's theory, Alicia.
All right. I reckon people who work in hospitality are the worst people to be served in restaurants.
That is interesting.
Because they judge, don't they?
Yeah.
Mm.
That is interesting.
Do you know, Alicia, the customer is not always right.
They are not always right. I work in hospitality.
So do I. And let me tell you, Jim.
That's why when people leave the creamy, they come back.
No, as Alicia will tell you, they are. Some are very bloody annoying. Well, and
but
just
Bill, you don't want them voting with their feet, leaving and not
I know,
coming back.
But they've got to know that these poor girls like Alicia are working their guts out and they're all understaffed, aren't you, Alicia?
We are all understaffed.
Bloody oath. And also, I've got a theory that there's, like, must be a poo farm or something at Werribee. It always smells when I drive past. Is that right, Alicia?
And that.
Yeah.
Alicia?
I like it. So, who are we sending prizes to? So, for me.
Actually, Jim, not bad.
No. Well, I'm telling you, people,
I like the
theories. And they're adamant.
Yes.
Adamant.
Well.
Rick from Catandra West.
Talking to the poker machine.
If he's going to start speaking to a poker machine. He needs a prize.
Yes.
A $100 grilled voucher headed to you, mate.
Cheers. Thank you.
And well done, Rick.
Jason.
By the way, make sure you head to Grilled and try their new salt, bush and pepper onion rings. They are delicious. 100% natural, gluten-friendly and vegan.
Vegan. Jason from Wodonga was good, Jim. He reckons that gravity.
No, that wasn't Jason. Oh, we got Jason from Lower Plenty as well.
Yeah, no,
we got
Jason. Two Jasons.
All right, I like that, yes. Yeah. And Geordie from Noble Park gets something because he said if the head's facing up, it's always a tail.
That's right.
And you proved him to be correct.
Exactly, Jim.
Geordie, a $200 Neverland store voucher headed your way, mate.
Cheers, boys.
Nice. Get a bit more excited about that, Geordie.
Sweet. Better be stuck in peak hour traffic at the Westgate.
Oh, is there right now?
Yep.
Oh, no. Sucked in, fat. You got to drive over there tonight.
By the way, the Neverland warehouse sale is back 9th to the 11th of September. Prices from just $15. Yeah, 30 Warwick Avenue, Preston. Don't miss out.
No, the gear is
What's
brilliant.
The date?
The 9th.
I would to the 11th. You stick around. Because after 5.
Not the 7th?
You and Fat Rabbits have put some craft together.
Yes, we have.
And I don't think it's going to be much good.
And we're still working on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's nearly as good as Giovanni from the Naples Triple M.
Don't go anywhere. After 5, we'll be worth listening to.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What else is on TikTok?
We'll pay tribute to Olivia Newton-John after 5.
And we'll hear from Josh Kennedy, Sydney, who's retired. But I want to talk about Josh Kennedy, the other one from West Coast Eagles, who retired on the weekend, Jim.
Yep.
Kicked 8 goals, 2 in his last game.
We are about to speak to him, I think, tomorrow or the next day, hopefully. Great man. Big JK.
I was wondering why he didn't play this week, because it's a local derby over there against Freo. But I think it's a Freo home game. Right, so he wouldn't have got the West Coast supporters there. Yep. Hence why he retired last week. 8 goals, 2 in his last game. A season high for the year. 8 goals, the most any individual player's kicked. Silverlaki got 7 on
the weekend. Great way for him to go out because he is a star.
Absolute star. And then I thought about great last games, okay? David Cloke, remember he kicked 8 goals in his last game.
The old man.
Yes, right. The old man. David Cloke kicked 8 in his last game.
Yes.
But the best ever, and will never be beaten, Fred Fanning. Fred
1947.
Fanning. 1947 for the Melbourne Footy Club, Jim. Yes. In his last game against St Kilda.
Yes.
Kicked 18 goals.
18 goals.
18 goals,
which
Jimmy
is still
boy.
The record in a single game. The Chief kicked 17.
Exactly. But it will be the record ever, you would have thought.
It won't be so, beaten, no.
His last two games, by the way, they played Footscray in the second last game. He kicked 10, then he kicked 18 in his last game. He played 16 games for Melbourne in 1947 this year. 16 games and kicked 97 goals. Averaged 6 goals a game.
Pretty good going.
Kicks 18.
Well,
and
kicked
says,
18 in one of them.
Exactly. Then he says, I'm out of here, and goes and plays in the country for more money.
Yes.
They used to go bush back then and play for more money, which is unbelievable.
Well, that is unbelievable. But the Chief, in much more modern times out at Waverley,
he did.
17 against Richmond.
Against Richmond.
It's actually unbelievable. When you stop and think about that, was that 80s, I reckon?
Yeah, it would have been.
In the 80s.
Look that up for us,
17 goals.
Yeah.
In a game of footy in what is still the modern era.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
Well, now someone kicks 7 or 8, we get very excited. Five's a bag now.
Of course it is.
And the old Chief has kicked
17.
He is good.
Like it was ridiculous.
I can't believe it.
He couldn't miss either that day, Chief.
No.
I remember
Fred
watching.
Fred Fanning, 18 in his last game.
And then that'll do me.
See you, D's.
Like
I'm out of here.
Making 300 in your final test match innings and then I'll just stop playing. Yeah.
1992, round 7.
There you go.
Yeah.
92.
What did he kick, 17 goals?
5.
Yeah. Oh, so he's had 22
shots at goal. Come on, Chief.
Who did he play on, I wonder?
Oh, I don't know. Well, would it have been Tickle Turner?
Scotty.
Oh, Scotty.
Come on, Scotty. Oh, well done. Well done, Fred, of course.
When he became the Lord Mayor of Ararat.
He did.
Scotty Turner.
And then he ran for Parliament, ran for government.
How'd you go in your last game?
I think I kicked 5 or 6.
Have a look.
No, don't look. Don't look.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
This is a train.
We'll move on to questions.
What's commonly referred to as a train wreck. Triple M. Now, we're fat.
Commonwealth Games done and dusted. We set off the top of the hour at 4 o'clock, but I just want to go through the top 5 countries. Of course, Australia was number 1. Thunder with 67.
Yes.
57 and 54
bronze.
So they 178 medals in total. Well done, Australia.
That's getting
great
the job
effort.
Done right there.
Second on the ladder with 176 medals, but we had 10 more gold than this mob is the Poms, England.
What's that other noise?
It's a shower.
Oh.
Well, they dodged the soap, Jim. We know that.
I'm as dry as a Pommy's towel.
Exactly. They had a good games, 57 goals.
But not as good as us.
Not as good
and
as Australia.
In their own country.
Third, Jim, who do you reckon third would have been?
Ooh, don't know.
Canada.
The best days of my life.
Go, Brian. Back in the summer of 69. Brian Adams, of course, Jim, from Canada.
What's that hat you're wearing, a boot? They got the weirdest accent ever, Canadians. Yeah. They're beautiful people.
Who are the
coppers?
What are they called? The
Mounties.
Yeah, the Mounties. Right.
They are the most magnificent people, but they're weird speaking.
So Australia had 67 gold. The Poms had 57. Canada had 26 gold. Right. Fourth on the ladder was India.
Yes.
With 22 gold.
22.
Yes. Right. By the Indians. Well done. They got a silver in the cricket, and they had 16 of them. And fifth, Jim, with 20 gold medals overall, were New Zealand.
No,
Rabs.
No.
Don't go with that every time.
You can't be going with that, Rabs.
So well done to the our good friends, our brothers and sisters over there in New Zealand.
A bit of Dave Dobbin or something we could have ripped into there.
And anyway, six.
Couldn't find it.
Scotland. Scotland was sixth. Nigeria seventh. Wales eighth. South Africa. Gee, they dropped off, didn't they? And then Malaysia at 10. There you go, Jimmy boy.
You know,
so that was good.
The Aussie.
There it is.
Oh, that's a bit more like it, Rev. Proper New Zealand number. You know when the Aussie cricketers go to South Africa?
Yeah, bro.
Over the fence, yeah. We get branded sheep.
Yeah. How does that work?
Well, and our blokes turn around the whole time and go, that's not us. It's New Zealand. It's the country next to us.
Exactly.
But they reckon we're the perpetrators.
Mm, I don't think
that's true.
Well,
you should
speak
be
for yourself.
That sheep.
I'm not sharing it with anyone. Josh Kennedy, yes. Sydney, Jim, has retired, but not till the end of the year. So
yeah, giving himself some wriggle room.
And he has spoken today with Horst Longmuir. And let's have a chat. Listen.
Longmuir.
13 years ago when I turned up, I could tell, having come from another club, in which I'm very grateful that they gave me the opportunity, but I could tell when I walked into the reception downstairs that I'd landed somewhere pretty special. I don't even think I've said it. This will be my final year. This will be it. I'll be hanging them up at the end of this year.
They get emotional, especially long time at a club.
Remember, he's picked up by Hawthorn and then ended up at Sydney, of course.
Product of royalty,
exactly.
By the way.
Sounded like he was in the Dunny, by the way. I don't know if they could have brought him.
Well, they would have been in the club rooms.
Jason Richardson style Dunny.
290 games, Jim. 277 Sydney, 13 Hawthorn. Premiership player, three-time All-Australian, four Swans best.
Yeah, I mean, been a superstar.
His grand final against the Bulldogs. Three goals and 31 touchdowns.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
He's been a legitimate superstar,
he's
that
been
bloke.
A good player.
Jason Richardson, the first time I've ever heard anyone, middle of an interview, take a piss.
Yeah.
Double. I've never heard that happen before.
Well, we don't know for sure.
No, we do.
That's your theory.
No, but it's not a theory. Yeah. Bill, while he's speaking to us, he's jammed the old iPhone into his shoulder and had a wee. I can't actually believe he's done that.
Oh, back to Josh Kennedy, Jim, has finished his career with the AFL's highest number of contested possessions. Yeah, well, that is a good effort.
That's saying something.
Of all time.
Yep.
And second in all-time clearances. Mm. Good effort, Josh Kennedy.
Nice.
That was good. That's his last game.
Man, Bill.
What?
Rab's just had a bit of a look into the phone.
Yes.
And your last game.
Yes. I don't know if I went that well.
Three.
Three goals. There you go. Sucked in, Jimmy boy.
No, Rabs.
Disposals.
I did not.
Yeah, you had one handball, two kicks.
I must have done a hammy.
One free against.
Three
your final,
disposals.
That's your final game. You recognised it three times.
Concussion early.
Oh!
Concussion early.
Three possessions.
Yes.
No wonder Ezzy, when you walked in with your vanilla file, said
folder.
That'll just about do you.
But you know what? Ezzy might have been right. All this time I thought he was wrong, Jim.
Might have been right.
He might have been right,
I think
Gary
he was absolutely right.
Now, an update. This has intrigued us over the last week. Ricky Stewart, of course, said this last weekend about an opposition player. No, he hasn't, right?
Okay, he hasn't said that, no.
He didn't say it.
I had to make room for all their, slice of heaven and all that
button.
Stuff.
Oh, That's not Ricky Stewart. Anyway, he did say something which wasn't very nice about an opposition player.
Yes.
It's come through. An update, Jim, on Ricky Stewart. He's been fined $25,000 and suspended from all club activities for 1 week.
Oh, so he's going to have to not coach.
So he can't communicate with the staff, with the players, no one for a week. So that we haven't heard from him because he did say earlier that he's not going to do it or didn't want to go on a holiday. So it'll be very interesting. So $25,000 fine and suspended from all club activities for 1 week.
The great Malcolm Brown, when he was coaching Claremont in the Waffle,
was told he can't be on the ground.
An altercation with a fan in the crowd on his way out. Mm. So the Waffle banned him from being on a Waffle ground.
That's it.
For a week. So Claremont had to get a cherry picker in and hover it over the ground, and Brownie stood on the cherry picker, and the players all came up to him. Is 100% true. You can't believe that happened. It's 100% happened.
Just hovered off the ground and spoke to the players who all gathered around.
Malcolm Brown.
What else did he do?
Oh, don't know,
the car park.
No, well, just in his own place.
No,
his
carport. Oh. His carport.
Wrapping on there.
Oh, no,
play
that,
right? Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Thought I'd given this segment the ass.
No. Jim, blasphemous.
What was that?
That's not right, Jim.
And I'm reading here, Bill, where the PGA Tour, they've started the massive legal stoush
battle
with the Saudi Arabians and the LIV. And the PGA Tour has said that the LIV Golf Group are prepared to lose billions of dollars.
How much money have they got, the Saudis?
Well, plenty. Most of the world's fuel comes from there, or at least half of it. So they've got ridiculous amount of
money. Is that why the prices have gone up and to pay for this golf?
Well, I don't think so.
I think it is, Jim. I'm onto something.
They're talking about how much they're prepared to sports wash their money, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gone on to say, LIV is not a rational economic actor.
Is that what they're taking
fairly to start a golf tour?
Is that what they're taking to court?
Good
luck to the
this
judge.
This is their legal papers. This is just getting it started.
Yeah.
Bill, it's nuts. And now we hear that, who was it, Cam Percy,
yeah.
Said that Cam Smith and the warnable flyer Mark Leishman.
Yes.
I'm sorry to say, but they're already gone.
Quote, unfortunate, yeah, they're gone. That's what he said, Jim.
Bill.
So they're gone. Mark Leishman, if you were him, you'd go.
Well, Bill.
I don't know about Cam Smith, the poster boy.
Ooh. Well, the thing is, they are, as I understand it, putting the sign-on fees are in the tens of millions.
Mm.
So how do you turn your back on that?
I know. But it's a moral thing too, isn't it?
Well, I'm guessing it is, but these are professional golfers, Will. They do it for a living. It's their job.
Yep, exactly. Well, fair enough.
All right, so you're a broadcaster. Let's say you're a golf broadcaster.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
No, but I mean, you were a former golfer yourself, and now you're a broadcaster.
Nick Faldo.
Yeah, someone like that.
Who started crying,
yeah,
you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. He's after a very good career as an analyst.
Yep.
So, and they come to you and they say, okay, what are CBS paying you now? And that you say,
I'll say Triple M are paying me $200,000.
Yeah, $200,000.
Yep.
So they say, okay, we'll pay you $7 million a year to cover our sport. What are you going to do? How moral's your stance going to be then?
Where is that sheet? I'll sign it.
Bill just picked up a pen.
I'm going to sign it.
You did,
mate.
But I mean, so everyone says, well, there's a moral standing to it.
I know.
I'm sure there is. But when the numbers get that ridiculous, what do you do?
But if Cam Smith, well, Tiger knocked him back.
Well, he did, but Tiger's obviously got that much money. It doesn't matter.
Cam Smith's an interesting.
It is.
He's their poster boy.
Right, so if he has signed, what do the PGA Tour do? Because they're coming to their postseason.
A counter offer.
Shortly.
Can they come to him?
Well, they're going to have the FedEx Cup and all of that. Now the finish of the season's worth $15 million.
Jeez.
So what, do they ban him?
No, well.
How do they? He hasn't gone yet.
Jeez.
Now, Bill, it is ugly and going to get uglier.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the Shaq. Shaq is coming to town, Jimmy boy. He's coming to Melbourne and Sydney. I think I'm flying up to Sydney to meet him. He wanted to meet me.
No, I don't reckon he did.
Points bet thing. We're together.
No, it had nothing to do with you.
No.
So you're both on the payroll.
He'd be completely unaware of you.
And he watches the ads over here
with Daisy.
He says, I like the fat one.
They're weird ads, by the way. What, you're in the background?
Send the fat one up. to Sydney. So I'm going up to meet Shaq. So I might try and get him on air. That'd be nice, Jim. Well, he's going to do a bit of DJing. He reckons he's a DJ. Yes, that'd be interesting. Mm-hmm. But Wednesday, the 24th of August.
Oh, Bill's just going through his diary.
DJ Diesel. That's where he's going to be.
Going through your diary on air.
Hasn't been in Australia for 20 years, the old Shaq Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he likes to be called. And cricket, Jim. The Emirates Cricket have announced, now this is a bit of an interesting one too, because they've announced 54 international cricketers have agreed to play in their newly developed T20 league, Jim, which happens in January 2023, January coming up. They're paying something like $700,000 for 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of live in this, isn't there?
There's a lot of money.
And there's only one Australian that has featured on the 54 internationals.
Yes.
Chris Lynn.
Well, he was cut by Queensland.
He hasn't been picked up by another state.
So he's going off to play there, and you can't blame him. Yeah. He's got to play somewhere.
What about, is this the one Davey Warner was going to?
Oh, well, he watched this space maybe. We don't know with him, but Lynn gone.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Great to be here. Have a couple of frothies. Drink responsibly.
What drink was that?
Responsibly.
Now, I just need to tell everyone listening, at James Brayshaw is my Instagram handle. I've never been on Facebook and I've never been on Twitter. So if anyone's on either of those platforms, Bill, claiming to be me, it ain't me.
That's right.
So if they're asking you to pay for any money or part with anything or do anything, it is a sham. And a scam.
Exactly.
And the same, I think, applies to you.
Yeah, I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, obviously. But, yes, please don't send any money or put your credit card numbers in or whatever it
is. Nothing
of the type. Nothing. Brayshaw and Brownless aren't on Twitter or Facebook. Don't fall for that sham and scam.
No.
And your Instagram page has got a blue tick, so you know it's you.
Oh, no, of course it has. Mm. You get that when you're famous.
Has Jim got one?
He does.
Of course I have.
Yeah. He had to ask for it.
Did not.
I've got a big blue one.
Oh, yes, you did.
I've got a big blue one.
I got a big blue one. And a tick.
Oh.
What?
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Does that even mean?
Oh, my God. That's a bit yucky.
It's a bit yucky.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The worse it gets, the more we love it.
The Repco Supercars Championship will return to Victoria for the Penrite Oil Sandown Super Sprint 19th to the 21st of August. We got an amazing prize to give away to this event, and we had to get Rosie in to explain just how good it is and how to enter. Hello, Rosie.
Hello. You can win a weekend double pass, a course car ride, grid walk, merchandise packs, all valued at about $3,500, which is amazing.
Yep.
Head to triplem.com.au. Show us what you've done to your car. I want to see beautiful restorations. I want to see your little weekend project that you've turned into something that you drive around the peninsula for the weekend.
No, it wouldn't be weekend.
Old Tirana, Torrey that you've done up.
I'd love to see a Tirana.
Yeah, there you go.
Or a Moke, perhaps.
That's it.
Sandman.
120Y.
A Moke.
The Sandman.
Moke's
I'd like
great.
To see a Moke, actually, yes. Because a lot of these take a long time to do up, don't
labor
they?
Labour of love.
That's it.
Like Wayne.
Wayne. I spoke to Wayne today. He sent in photos of basically the carcass of a ute. I can tell it's a ute. I thought it was a Holden. I rang him and I said, I used to own a WB. What have you got? It's a 1979 HZ.
HZ.
Looks like a reworked V8.
Yes. He has upgraded from a 6 to an 8.
That's because it says that on the paper in front of Bill. He wouldn't know a V8 if it landed on him.
He's had it for 18 years.
18 years.
But it was his daily drive. He works in concreting or something. He's hoping to have this drivable by September. He's painted it a beautiful, what they call peacock black.
Oh, that
peacock
black. It does look nice.
Very,
he's
very
done a
sexy.
Good job of that. Yep.
His current drive is a Kia Sprinter.
So he needs it's up and running quick.
How much has this cost him over the 18 years?
$80,000, he reckons he's piled into it.
Well, that's
a piece
of
various
history,
different
though.
Things and motors and gears and whatever. Jeez, but
it's completely stripped.
1979 HZ. Yeah, you don't see them enough.
No,
so good on you, Wayne from Wanturna.
Nice.
Cool. You're in the running.
Righto, Wayno. And how do people put their
entries
in?
TripleM.com.au. Show us your car.
Show us your
car. Your vehicle.
Yes. Weekend double pass to the Repco Supercars Championship at Sandown. A course car ride, grid walk, merchandise packs, as Rosie said, valued at $3,400. We've also got some runner-up prizes as well, including GA double passes and merch packs.
Stick around, please, Rosie. We need to speak Olivia Newton-John with you next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You can't say that, Jim, because that is very popular. Popular. That's what's happened.
Rosie Walton is in the studio because we are paying tribute to the beautiful Olivia Newton-John.
I was real sad this morning when I read that Olivia had passed away, age 73.
Yes.
We call her Australia's Olivia Newton-John. She was born, though, in Cambridge in the UK. Came here when she was 5 and left when she was 16.
Though. We don't mention that. She's one of ours. Like Russell Crowe.
We just claim him as well.
No, and so we bloody should. But what a legend of a person. I mean, she was nuts, obviously. Greece and all the rest of the things she did were incredible at her job. But she's just always came across as a lovely person.
Yeah, I've met her, I think, a handful of times. And every time she came in, she just had that glow. You know, there's certain people that glow from inside. They're just so beautiful
as a person. They've got a presence about
them. Generous, warm, lovely.
But singer, actress, beautiful, all that. But also great fundraiser.
Yeah.
For breast cancer.
Incredible things because she had her first diagnosis in 1992, a recurrence in 2013, and then in 2017 it was discovered that it had spread to her bones and progressed to stage 4. Yeah. She was living on a beautiful property in Southern California where she passed away with her husband, Amazon John, as he was known. He was really big into vitamins and ended up, they had a cannabis farm essentially. Yes, so she was really a big proponent of that.
Medicinal cannabis.
And having the therapies that are along with you, you know, your Western medicine.
Yeah. Alternative medicine.
But her greatest legacy would be at the Austin Hospital and the wellness centre that she's put together. Here's her talking on Triple M about it just a few years ago.
I'm very, very grateful that we managed to build this wonderful facility and that patients are getting such great relief, which is my dream, because when I went through cancer the first time in 92, I had to seek out all these things. So I thought, wouldn't it be amazing to have these wellness programs available at the hospital so people can go from their wards down there and talk to other people who are going through it and have acupuncture and therapies, musical therapies and yoga and art and all kinds of things that help your spirit, because your spirit is a huge part of your healing.
So good on her so much for doing that for people that are going through such a terrible time.
Spot on.
But I want to mention her musical career. It was extraordinary. So we knew her from Greece pretty much in 1978 where she played the delightful Sandy.
Sandy, how good.
The good and the not so good. It was just the perfect combination. It really set my life, I reckon, Sandy.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
It really did.
How'd she get into those pants? Like, had them.
Well,
they were tight.
She was a young woman at that
stage. She was 29. Yeah. Playing a 16-year-old, which is hilarious. But she was nominated 12 times at the Grammys. She won 4. She got 1974 Best Country Vocal Performance, 1975 Record of the Year, 1975 Best Pop Vocal Performance. And in 1983, she won for Video of the Year for the song Physical.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the video?
With the gear on.
And all the fatties are here. It got banned in some countries.
Yeah, I think Utah was one of them because they didn't like the lyrics.
No.
One of them is, I took you to an intimate restaurant, then to a suggestive movie. There's nothing left to talk about unless it's horizontally. Oh. Too much for Utah.
Oh, they banned it.
Yeah, and in the video, Utah. There was a same-sex couple holding hands. Oh, no. Ooh, 1983.
Xanadu, by the way.
One of the greatest songs of all time, written by ELO for the movie Xanadu.
How good.
Roller skating. And she appeared at Eurovision in 1974. She was nominated for an Oscar for Hopelessly Devoted from Greece in 1979. An absolute ripper. She was a dame. She had all the accolades. She even had the highest honour in Japan, the Order of the Rising Sun, for her contribution to developing the Asian nation's musical culture and promoting friendly relations with Australia. She has done everything.
Well, Hose, that's what I was going to say. The thing about her, not only did she seem like an amazing person, I can't actually remember meeting her, but always thought she looked like a ripper and her own career. She was an incredible champion of Australian talent.
Yes.
So everyone who went to the States, she would make sure that she got around them and they felt comfortable and at home.
Absolutely.
And introduce them to people so they could further their career. And
she was a big part of that Say G'day LA thing as well that was really fostering everybody. John Travolta, who was probably the one that had that journey with her, he said such lovely things on his Instagram today. My dearest Olivia, you made all of our lives so much better. Your impact was incredible. I love you so much. We will see you down the road and we'll all be together again. Yours from the first moment I saw you and forever, your Danny.
Lovely.
Greece is going to be on telly tonight. So if you're doing nothing else.
Watch it.
Watch it. And if you haven't, what's wrong with you?
No, there is something wrong with you.
Cool. You've seen it, Bill?
Gang.
Greece lightning going down. Greece lightning, go Greece.
Valet Olivia Newton John.
Yes.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw, Anthony William Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour on the Listener app, anytime, anywhere.
All right, Jay-Z Clark tomorrow, hump day quiz tomorrow. Good. Wednesday's always must listen to radio.
Yes.
Not sure the jokes are.
Yes. Interesting one today.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
All right, here we go.
Two dyslexic bank robbers run into the bank shouting, Jim, air in the hands, mother stickers, this is a f*** up.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So again,
what about these questions?
You've just added a swear word into the end to get it.
Just see how I did it all backwards.
No, the rest of it was fine.
Air in the hands, mother stickers. Is,
yeah, I know, but the F up bit didn't actually have to be in there, did it?
Well, yes, it did, and I'm waiting on the music, Rabs. I'll stand at attention. Yes! That is back! Air in the hands, mother stickers!
Oh, my God. Look how happy he is.
Everyone's
the first sentence he's got out properly. All year. Look at him.
What's that on your
Oh, no. Mother stickers. Oh, now he's dancing.
That's a lie. It's not a camera.